Okay, on the website over the last few weeks, we've talked about Leinster Division 1A and 1B, and we'll be talking more about those divisions in the coming weeks. But we just want to go down the divisions a little bit on our podcast and for our Monday audio offering. It's Leinster Division 2A. That's quite a competitive competition with some clubs in there that have been big clubs in stature over the last couple of seasons and maybe the last 5 to 10 years and maybe have slipped back a good bit. And I'm thinking Kilkenny and Portlaoise, Niall Moran to start with. Niall Moran joins me anyways. You're very welcome along, Niall. Thanks for joining us. And yeah, clubs with big stature and maybe looking to rebuild.
Yeah, there's a number of big clubs in Division 2A, Rob. I suppose it's a transition period for them. Notably, I would say Kilkenny, obviously, and Portlaoise, but also I'd include Mullingar. And I suppose going back a few more years, Roscrea would be a potentially big club. They would have spent very little time outside of the top flight. So it's going to be a very competitive league. It's going to be interesting to see who can actually top the table after a 14-game campaign. But there's definitely going to be a lot of close games and there's going to be a fair war of attrition in order to secure that promotion spot.
Everyone talks about Division 1B being this quagmire and all these teams hard to beat, work out who's going to win. This isn't too far apart from it. Two teams came up last year, Mullingar and Gorey. Both are strong enough to make some sort of a challenge. Is that fair to say, or are they just going to be trying to avoid relegation?
Well, Gorey have always been a quality side, Rob. I mean, like... They have a very strong rugby base. An awful lot of their players would have exposure to rugby playing schools and they go back home. Their difficulty is that they rely quite a bit on the farming community, and actually being able to travel to all the away games, depending on where they are, can be a difficulty for the club. Playing Gorey in Gorey versus playing them in your home venue are two totally different teams. I know from the year with Longford that we went, we bet them quite handily. I think we got a bonus point in Longford. We went down to Gorey, it was a scrap right till the very end. Now we got over the line in the end, but we were very glad to take our 4 points, and we had no big ideas going down there about a bonus point or anything like that. So based on how well they won Division 2B, if they can keep a bit of momentum, they'll certainly be fighting there for a top half spot. A couple of people I noticed on the website have actually predicted that they'll win the league. I don't know if their away, traditionally their away form isn't strong enough possibly to win the league, but you know, with momentum you never know what will happen.
Yeah, it's interesting. Wexford Rugby's on a little bit of a high, Enniscorthy winning a Towns Cup, and you know, they're in there with New Ross. Let's get to them. I mean, they almost got relegated last year, or at least nearly slipped into that relegation playoff, but kept themselves clear in the closing weeks and pulled clear of North Kildare, and obviously West Offaly were gone down. They'll need to improve a little bit this season because, you know, it's very hard to pick any team to be relegated, but they don't want to be down that end.
No, New Ross is probably a prime example of a cyclical club. They had a bit of a run there for a couple of years. They got a couple of promotions. They stabilised and then it kind of went backwards on them. Again, geographically isolated, it's a big journey for them for all the away games. And if you think about it, if you're committed and whatever, and at the end of the day you're an amateur and you've chosen to play it two-way, to say that you're giving up your, you know, Sunday to head to, well, Malahide, for example, or Mullingar, Portlaoise, it's a big haul for these clubs. So will they travel away in strength? Possibly not. But because they're so far away, come on the other side, when teams have to travel to them, potentially they could pick off some very good scalps in New Ross. So I do think they'll be down at the relegation dogfight end of things, but I wouldn't necessarily write them off.
Two huge provincial town clubs in Portlaoise and Kilkenny. How do you think they're going to fare?
Well, Portlaoise were kind of cut adrift very early last year in 1B and they lost a lot of momentum and probably gave up the fight very quickly into the new year. They won, I think, 3 games in a row or 2 games in a row, and it looked like they were going to make a revival. But when that winning cycle lost, they seemed to be basically, their season ended there and then. So they're under new coach this year, I believe. Leinster junior captain Richie Bond has taken over. He's a very capable player. He played number 8 quite a bit last year for them. I believe he's got a couple of the older heads back. And with the right sort of focus and direction, yeah, I think that they'll be very much so challenging for the number 1 spot in this league.
And Kilkenny?
And Kilkenny are taken over this year by Stevie Ashmore, who was with Athy for the last 2 years. Stevie's a teacher in Kilkenny College. So my understanding is that he's got, again, like Richie Bond, he's after going out and he's shaking the trees, and he's got a couple of lads who drifted back in to the club. And I also believe that he's went and got a couple of the Kilkenny College alumni back into the rugby club. So Kilkenny were a powerhouse of a club in junior rugby up until maybe 4 or 5 years ago, when their fortunes changed. When they drifted out of the old Division 1, they probably thought that it was only a matter of turning up and they'd get out of Division 2. They found themselves in it. This will be their third season in Division 2, so I'm sure that they don't want to be there for any longer than a third season. It's a massive town. There's not too many towns the size of it out of the top flight. So I suspect that they are going to give it a right good lash, and I wouldn't be surprised if at the end of the season Stevie Ashmore has Kilkenny up as champions.
All this talk about contenders makes me worry for Ross Gray a little bit, and I'll tell you why. I saw them against Tullow last year in the Towns Cup, and they were very unlucky to lose that day. Really had Tullow in a bit of trouble in the closing stages, not to mention the fact that yeah, they took them in a playoff and almost beat them as well. Have they missed the boat on their best? Was that their best chance of promotion? Is this a harder league to get out of this year than it was last year?
Tullamore, Ross Gray are very solid side. They're a big, strong pack. Last year they had John Lillis Jr. playing at 10 for them. I'm not
very
sure.
Very good last year.
Yeah, very good. He gave them a sense of direction. He put the ball in front of the pack at all times.
And he kicked the points.
Yeah, and he kicked the points. And it gave his pack something to work off. I believe he's moved on this year. I'm not sure, but my understanding is he's gone to Barn Hall, I believe. If he's moved on, it's going to take a little bit of the pep out of the step, as it were, of Ross Gray. And
it'll be tough up front.
They'll be tough up front. They'll be hard to beat in Streamstown. Yeah. But on the road, where they need to get, you know, get momentum going forward and kick their points, might be a bit harder for them to pick up points. I don't think they'll come anywhere near the relegation end of the table. But will they be at the top? Oh, I don't know. I think they might be just left that behind last year.
Ricky Evans and Malahide, kind of a new feel to that club when you're there. You know, the setup is really good. A lot of pitches, a lot of underage players, and the great events like that Tens tournament they have going on at the moment. So they're a well run club, but they always have the problem of players slipping off to other clubs in the north side, not least Clontarf. And from that point of view, can Malahide really start to push on more now?
Oh, I think they certainly can. I mean, when I kind of started, when I crossed the divide, as it were, I went into Leinster, Malahide were a mediocre to all right Division 3 club. Now they're one of the stronger teams in 2A, so yeah. they've certainly jumped two levels, as it were, although now it's five divisions as opposed to what was three divisions. But they're very competitive in this division. Ricky's put a bit of, after Leon Jordan, Ricky's put a bit of, put a bit of structure on them and a bit of, you know, bit of a focus on going forward. They have a difficult first outing, though. They travel to Folkestown, where they take on Kilkenny for their first game. So, you know, the outcome of that will probably be an indication of where they go. The second game, they entertain Mullingar in the estuary, or on the estuary road, and they'll be looking for a win there. So, I mean, if they can come out of the first two games with maybe two wins, yeah, definitely they're in the ballpark. If it's one game, you know, they're floating, but I think that they will be a mid-table team. They might actually surprise a couple of teams on the Estuary Road, and I think with Ricky in charge, they'll surprise the odd team on the road. It's just the odd day they may turn off their concentration and get caught when they should win, and that tends to happen for these clubs that come up through the grades. So, you know, I think they'll be thereabouts, but will they be good enough to get a promotion spot? I'm not sure.
Mullingar going to make a push?
Mullingar and transition. Mullingar have had the same guys tugging out for a long number of years. They're a good club, very solid club, but these guys have moved on and now they've got new blood in. They did well last year after a slow start to get out of 2B, but it's a big ask for them to push on now and to get out of 2A at one at the first attempt. My understanding is again that they've gone out and they've shook the bushes, and they've got a couple of local guys who would have been underage and went elsewhere, be it over to Athlone or be it to Dublin or whatever, to come back and commit. They've ignited the links with Wilson's Hospital. Anyone who's drifted from rugby has come back to them this year. They've got Derek Mabry and Steve Feeney in. I think they're good enough to stay in the division, most definitely. Are they good enough to push on? It might be a year too early, but I wouldn't rule it out either.
And finally, Clane. Club, I talk about clubs doing great stuff off the field. They have a nice under-21 competition, I think, going tennis side. A really intelligent type thing to kind of branch out into for a small club, which is usually focused, you know, under-21 competitions are usually senior clubs. As a club, in terms of on the field, have they stalled a little bit in the last couple of seasons, or do you still think they're progressing well?
Clane are, I suppose, in an unfortunate situation that they're stuck right in the middle of Kildare, hotbed of rugby. And, you know, they're a youngish club. I suppose no younger or older than Newbridge, but they're youngish insofar as that the, you know, they're new to the Leinster League. And yeah, they've had a couple of good runs in the Towns Cup, etc., but they haven't kicked on. Now, 2 years ago, they did really, really well at the start of the year in the old Division 2, and they just didn't make the breakthrough. Last year, they seemed to go backwards a bit. My understanding is that they've brought in a new director of rugby this year, and that his focus is essentially on bringing true underage players and putting structures to underage players. So is their goal to get up? Well, I think everyone's goal when they have the old team meeting and they put it up, promotion is top of the list. Yeah. But the reality is, it could very well be, let's stay where we are, let's try and be competitive where we are, and let's bring new players and be better off further down the line.
In 30 seconds, Kilkenny to win, you feel, from what I've heard there?
Well, I think it's between Kilkenny and Port Laois, to be quite honest. If I had a bolter, I would have to say Malahide, but they could be lost in the pack as well. I think it's going to come between Kilkenny and Port Laois. Port Laois start the season in with Ross Gray at home. Again, the GAA commitment depends on who's available, who's not, albeit the later start for Division 2A of the 30th of September may mean that a lot of teams are out of championship and they may be closer to full strength.
Niall Moran, thanks very much.
Thanks, Rob.